Another detail not to be overlooked in this transgender discrimination debate appeared in a draft of the 2020 Census, an American Community Survey. In the draft, a question on sexual orientation and gender identity was removed. It would have been the first time the federal questionnaires asked for this information. Removing it 3 years before the census begins indicates a possible looming culture war debate. Earlier this month, two significant federal surveys on older Americans removed questions on sexuality after collecting this data for years. Michael Adams, the CEO of SAGE, Services and Advocacy for GLBT Elders, spoke to Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick and says LGBT elders are disproportionately affected by what could amount to a lack of data on their population.
We're looking at the erasure of LGBT people and LGBT elders specifically by the federal government. And we first noticed it after the administration tried to quietly slip it into the Federal Register for comment with no fanfare, no warning. Fortunately, we followed the Federal Register closely, and that's how we discovered it.
Do you have any insight as to why these questions that were being asked regularly are not going to be asked anymore?
Well, frankly, it seems pretty clear to us that the reason they're not going to be asked is because this new administration does not have any interest in understanding and addressing the needs of LGBT elders. It is hard to imagine what other reason there would be to take these questions out, since they were the only questions removed from the survey. It's not as though there was some overhaul of the survey and this was one of many things. The only thing what they did was to erase LGBT elders from the survey. So it's hard to interpret it any other way other than a complete lack of interest in this population.
So, Michael Adams, the entire American population is graying, and therefore LGBT elders right along with them. What are some of the special needs here that you feel are going to be missed if these federal programs aren't asking recipients or Americans anymore if they're part of the community?
Well, it's certainly LGBT elders face the same challenges that other older Americans face and more. And in particular, one of the most significant special difficulties is a very, very high level of social isolation among many LGBT elders. This comes from the fact that most elders from LGBT communities are not parents, and so as they age, do not have adult children to help care for them. They're much more likely to be single and living alone. They're much more likely to be disconnected from their families of origin. So all of that leads to thin support networks and a greater need for services. In addition, LGBT elders are more likely to age in poverty than older Americans in general, and they're more likely to age with serious health conditions. So when you put all of that together, it actually creates a greater need for the kinds of services that come from senior centers and Meals on Wheels and other programs that the federal government has historically funded.
So it was one thing for the federal government to be asking these questions to have a sense of how much of the population has these extra needs that you're describing. But were these federal programs responding in a way that made the questions worth it? I mean, do you feel that if the new administration isn't asking who's part of the LGBT community, that somehow the actual services will wane?
I know that the actual services will wane, because what we have seen is over the years, as LGBT people have been included in these surveys, we have started to see federally funded service programs and elder service programs become more responsive to the needs of LGBT elders. We have seen significant progress in federally supported programs addressing these very acute needs. And so it only is logical to assume that the erasure of LGBT elders from this survey is going to lead to the opposite, because frankly, the erasure delivers a message that they don't matter, that LGBT elders don't matter. If that's the message that the federal government intends to deliver, that is absolutely going to have a damaging effect on the delivery of federally funded services to this community.
Is there recourse here? If it's in the Federal Register, technically there's public comment. Can you stop this?
We certainly are trying to stop it, and we hope to stop it. We're in a public comment period for the next 50-plus days, and we are encouraging people all across this country to submit comments in opposition to this really poorly considered decision. We intend to do everything within our power to stop it.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you so much.
That's Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick talking to Michael Adams, CEO of SAGE, Services and Advocacy for GLBT Elders. Neither the Census Department nor the Department of Commerce have commented on any changes in text related to sexuality or gender.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.